On a moonless autumn night in 1938, Dr. Morgan Pritchett, then an 18-year-old freshman at Johns Hopkins, was being initiated into the Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity. He recalled, quote, "I had been through weeks of hazing. I had only one more test. I was told I would have to sit in the lap of Black Aggie, and boy, was I scared," end quote. Some explanation is required. Black Aggie was a bronze statue, weather-dark, and hence the black description, created by the world-famous sculptor Auguste Saint-Gaudens, to honor well-known Baltimorean Felix Agnes, hence the name Aggie. She stood life-size in the Druid Ridge Cemetery at Old Court and Park Heights Avenue, and for one to be ordered to sit in her lap, as freshman Morgan Pritchett was to assign him to suffer the frightful and bone-chilling powers ascribed to her by Baltimore teenagers through the 1960s. For example, at the stroke of midnight, Aggie's eyes would turn red and fix on you and paralyze you. Aggie's arms would come alive and reach out and grab you to blood-curdling screams. Dr. Pritchett recalled, "They took me to the cemetery about 11:30 in the evening, sat me on Aggie's lap, and said they'd be back in an hour. They were, and asked me if I saw Aggie's eyes glow red or felt her cold bronze arms around me or her screaming. I said I was too scared, and if all that happened, I hadn't noticed," end quote. So many teenagers were visiting Aggie that the management could not handle the traffic, and in 1967, Aggie was donated to the Smithsonian. When he had completed his work, Saint-Gaudens entitled it Grief, and little did he know how much grief he had set loose in Druid Ridge Cemetery, among the teenagers struggling with the legend, among wary parents who themselves were probably a part of it in their own day. You have to sympathize with Saint-Gaudens. He started out creating a beautiful statue and wound up changing the pop culture of Baltimore.